You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Walk into the study of commentator Gary Borders, and you'll see some framed sports memorabilia showcasing a cultural icon of the 1920s. The picture of heavyweight boxing champion Jack Dempsey reminds Borders of his dad and Dempsey's ties to East Texas.
In December 1940, boxer Jack Dempsey, then one of the most famous athletes in America, came to Casper, Wyoming to referee a wrestling match. It was a fundraiser for a local veterans group called the 40 and 8. The Manasseh Mahler, named after his Colorado hometown, no doubt by some ink-stained sports writer, had retired earlier that year at age 45 with a record of 60 wins, 7 losses, and 8 draws. 50 of those wins were by knockout. Some argue that Dempsey was the greatest boxer of all time. Those of us who saw Muhammad Ali at his peak fantasize about a match between these boxers of different generations. My dad maintained Dempsey would have knocked Ali on his keister. I argued Ali would have rope-a-doped Dempsey into exhaustion and won on a decision. My dad would have turned 80 last July. He's been gone from us for nearly 5 years, my mother for 3. Several years ago, I was culling through their possessions to prepare to move my parents into assisted living. I came across faded newspaper clippings and other memorabilia. In the batch were yellowed stories and photos. Dempsey due late Friday. Live clean and work hard is Dempsey code, read the headlines. Included was a photo of a much younger Manasseh Mahler in classic boxing pose, autographed by Dempsey. I think it is actually a reproduction and not a genuine autograph. But there was also this gem. On a faded sheet of blue-lined notepaper that my father no doubt brought to the wrestling match is written, "To Brad, good luck, pal. Jack Dempsey, 1940. That is the genuine item penned by the Manasseh Mahler. My dad also owned and for years showed us boys a pair of boxing gloves that Dempsey autographed. Earlier this year, on a cold winter day, we 3 sons got around to dividing up the boxes of photos and other family keepsakes that had been kept in storage for several years. I came across my dad's boxing gloves, the leather soft as a baby's skin. The laces are still intact. The gloves are probably 70 years old. I couldn't find Dempsey's autograph anywhere on them. Did I imagine that he had shown us autographed gloves? Or was there another pair of boxing gloves? It is hard to imagine my dad hanging on to 2 pair of boxing gloves all those years, or that he could have afforded to own 2 pair as a kid. I likely will never know. I spent nearly $100 years ago having the Dempsey clippings mounted on archival mat board and framed. The collection hangs in my office, reminding me of my dad. I like to imagine him as an 8-year-old boy. He heard the exciting news that Jack Dempsey was coming to Casper. He talked his dad into taking him to see the famed boxer, and he stood in line with other little boys to get Dempsey's autograph on a sheet of paper ripped out of his 3rd-grade notebook. Boxing and I parted ways a couple decades ago. I was turned off by the violence, corruption, and venal promoters. There's the fact folks like Ali are now brain damaged, that men die in this sport whose purpose is to do violence to another man in the ring. Plus, it's tainted with crookedness. I doubt the sport was any cleaner in my dad's day. It was just easier to get away with being a crook. Jack Dempsey has a connection to East Texas. He was friends with the Manziel family in Tyler, who produced last year's Heisman Trophy winner. A $400 investment in an oil well near Gladewater in 1931 quickly became worth $500,000. Dempsey called it the best investment he ever made. It sure beat boxing.
Gary Borders teaches journalism at Kilgore College.